Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. But don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the chat room. I believe we're up on Facebook and a few other places. Or if you prefer, you want to be safe, you want to make sure you're talking to people who talk your language or speak your language, you can find them at TheRealSide.com, TheRealSide.com. Anyway, always a pleasure. So, look, I know we said it last week, and I'm sorry, but, basically that the Katie Hill thing is done and over. But it's not. And it's not over because I won't let it go. It's not over because she won't let it go. It is everybody's fault but hers, which I just find it so interesting. And I know some of you got mad at me recently when I talked about the generation of non-responsibility, which I feel is very much among a lot of millennials. I won't say all. In general, kind of slap my hand for saying that. I'm not going to say all, but it seems to be a common thread. Not my fault. It's the fault of the environment. It's the fault of my this, the fault of my that. You need to start taking responsibility for the mistakes that you make. It's okay. We all make mistakes. But when you won't take responsibility for them, that's bad. That's really bad. Okay? And another thing. Some of you on the right or far right, let me tell you what's not acceptable. KCS Radio out of Los Angeles is reporting that there was white powder in an envelope at the former congressional Katie Hill's Palmdale office, and they had to evacuate. Now, if you did that as a joke, you did it whatever, you're trying to get them teed off or get them nervous or what have you, that's wrong. It's dead wrong. It's not the way. Do not become them. Do not fight like they do. Doesn't fix anything. It actually makes you look like a bigger fool than they are. This is not the way to do it. Now, if it's not something to write, then I apologize. But honestly, according to the report, an unknown white powder at the former congressman Kate Hill's Palmdale office has prompted an evacuation. The incident was reported at about noon on Monday near the 1,000 block of West Avenue M, which is where her office is at. It's a government building. It was called in by the sheriff's department. The powder was found in an envelope. The LA County Fire and Health Hazardous Material Units were dispatched to the scene. The health and hazmat units requested the occupants of the building be evacuated because that stuff is pretty dangerous. If it's anthrax or something along those lines, it's deadly, right? Two ambulances were requested to the scene. The substance was deemed non-hazardous, but it is still unknown the type of powder. Now, here's the thing. You have to be cautious because you don't know this. There's wax out there all over the place. And this is not the way to fix this. This is not the way to do things to show them how serious you are. You're wrong. If you're going to do stuff like this, you're going to make the rest of us look like fools. Really that simple. Now, I got story after story after story this weekend that I didn't get to or won't get to. Actually, I won't get to on purpose. And, again, Katie and team and all her spokesholes out there running around, have taken the whole thing and they've deflected the issue. The issue is what she did with the campaign staff was wrong. And what was funny was I just found out recently, some of you may not know this, it used to only be to the congressional staff. And then Katie, among others, voted that it be extended to the campaign staff as well. So the actual process or the law or the that she voted for, she broke. And at first lied about it. Now yours truly is being pummeled by the left for this and many, many, many stories. You just Google Joe Messina and Katie Hill. All right? They're stating or trying to say that I shopped and I gave that porn out, that I am pushing porn out on the internet. Now, to be blunt, they have absolutely no proof. They have nothing at all with a clear-cut tie between me and all of that. But I'm guilty. Come on, think about this. I'm guilty of that. To show you the double standards and the dishonesty, now not of all Democrats. Let's just be clear. I got a lot of good Democrat friends that wouldn't act like this, and they don't like what's going down. Matter of fact, some of my Democrat friends have re-registered, but not as Republicans, but just gotten out of the party because they're so mad. Donald Trump is guilty. Been guilty of colluding with Russia from day one, but they can't prove that. So now they're trying to do something on the Ukrainian front. And the whistleblower is going to be in a boatload of trouble, too, when they find out he made up this as well. Made a big deal out of absolutely nothing. You watch what happens. I think it's so funny to watch the same Democrats point their finger at me over and over and over again when I see them say, we got him now. Well, if you had him every time you said you had him, you know, now you're like the little boy who cried wolf. I don't believe you anymore. So they come after me. And, well, look, I'm in good company. They come after Donald Trump and many others. And they got him, right? They got me. They know I've been giving that porn out on the internet, which is not true. I'm guilty. I should resign my post at a school board that I'm on, right? I mean, just calling their pummeling stations to take me off the air because I'm a porn peddler. Got to some sponsors. I mean, think this whole thing through. And Katie Hill, they have text messages proving what she's doing, but she's innocent because she's a victim. Joe Biden admits to doing it. You don't even hear about it. Talk more about this on the other side of the break. Joe Biden, your host, we'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
I'm Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Macy's to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Macy's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
To the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-GO-JOE. 855-732-5562. We're talking about the Hill Saga continues. And the only reason I say it that way is, look, I told you a week and a half ago I was done with this, and I was done with it. You know, she was resigning. And then she came out with a resignation speech, and she is, talking about how it's all about the men. The men, it's the men's fault. It's misogyny. If this was a man... You know, let me tell you what. She has her facts wrong. Okay? Out of the last 10 men brought up on charges in Congress for this kind of activity, for ethics activity, 9 of them resigned. So don't say it's a double standard, because it's not. And I'll tell you something else. If you're so bent, or if you were so bent on bringing this forward. Like I said in my piece, you know, you were going to fight the sexism. You were going to fight the way they were treating women. And you did the same thing. As I said in the earlier segment, we have the text messages. We've seen the text messages. They've been published. And again, I'm not being funny. I really don't know. She was in a throuple where it's like three people living like they're married. So I don't know what to call the female, the other female, wife, I don't know, participant, whatever. She was afraid of Katie. She said she was afraid of Katie. So, I'm sorry, who's preying on who? It's easy. Think about that. You come out as a woman. Oh, my God, my husband abused me. And then the men came after me because I have a different sexual lifestyle. Well, no, that wasn't the reason at all. Part of it was you lied. Part of it was you hid it. And, you know, I was asked by somebody, I think it was earlier today, about this lifestyle, about Katie Hill. A lot of this information, not just myself, many people had a lot of information on her lifestyle and what she truly was like before she ran for office or just before she decided to run for office. You never heard me say anything about it. You never heard many people say anything about it or put it out there. Because we figured, A, people in the area knew, and B, nobody really cared. It's sad to say that, but it's true. Oh, I was on with Sam. I was on the Sam Sorbo show today. Check her show out. It's a great show in the afternoons. And she said, well, no, it's just that you didn't think it was relevant. You know what? I thought about that afterward. It's not so much, I thought it was pure, really relevant. I know the kind of person I want in office. But you don't care, obviously. I know Republicans that voted for her. I know Christian Republicans that voted for her without checking her out. That's bad. And then there was an article out by a local news source that was talking about her delivering her final speech on the floor. Again, this is the stuff that reinvigorates these stories. This is the stuff, if we don't stay on it, if we don't keep turning it up, if we don't keep shedding the light on it, you know what's going to happen? She's going to keep getting away. Not just her. Others are going to get away with it. Right? She said that she's having to do this because of a double standard. That's a lie. He'll announce her resignation on Sunday because of the allegations of inappropriate relationships with staff members. And the leak of intimate photos, she claims that her estranged husband released as revenge porn. Let me tell you what. Revenge porn has five points it has to meet to be revenge porn. And I'm going to say it, and I don't mean it lighthearted. They don't meet the five. Number one. Number two, you see more skin on beaches in California than you saw in those pictures. Really simple. Till, who was elected last year, blamed political opponents and the misogynistic culture. Of course, it is so easy. It is the easiest thing in the world. Blame the white guy. First of all, blame the male. Then blame the white male. Because, you know, he can't fight back. Well, this white male will fight back. Her last vote was on impeachment proceedings. She was so proud of that. Right? The sham. Her last vote was on a sham. Right? Now, she has an inappropriate relationship. She gets caught, and it's the Republican operatives. Has to be. Now, people in her home district, even constituents, even Dems, and I could read the text that I got from Democrats. I wouldn't do that to them. I really wouldn't. Because I work with both sides of the aisle, but obviously it's a, you know, 85-15 split, mostly Republican conservatives. But the same Democrats that I deal with on a regular basis, the ones that we work together to get some things done, whether it's in education or the city or the county, they're disappointed. They feel like they were sold a bill of goods. Jose Valle says, I think it's a good thing. Obviously, we didn't send her there to do that when she got elected. I think, in general, we're all a little disappointed about it because she worked really hard. And she did. I mean, I got to give her that. She did work really hard. She had a lot of money behind her, but she worked really hard. People around her. This is the sad part about this, even though I don't agree with her in the least, the sad part about this is all those young people around her. First of all, look how hard they worked for this. And secondly, she doesn't even have the guts to tell them the truth. Look, I got in, but I blew it, and this is how I blew it. You know, Victoria from her area says, I think that we're all a little disappointed about it because she worked really hard. And I think most residents around here were looking for a change. See, we weren't getting the old white guy anymore. Now we were getting the newer breed in there. Now, since the Hill was filmed with her husband in a video called Inside the Most Millennial Campaign Ever, and now she's in the midst of a bit of divorce, and she blames him for allegedly releasing the photos. And she called them revenge porn. You know, it's funny. If you go to the website, therealside.com, and you read my article, I go through it in there. It has nothing to do with porn, revenge porn, or naked pictures. Absolutely nothing. I list out the hypocrisy that the party now comes behind. Now, listen, will anybody please tell me for real? Tell me for real, if you're a lifelong Democrat, do you really think that Nancy Pelosi would let her resign if there was nothing else there? Come on, think that through. And again, if there was nothing major there, and she could have turned this around, if Nancy could have made this all about the Republicans playing dirty pool and coming after her, she would have done it with a vengeance, and we know it. I'm leaving because of misogynistic culture. And that gleefully consumed, what the heck? Who gave her these words? Look, nobody. Nobody is happy about somebody else's demise. But you knew what you were doing. And you knew what you were doing was wrong. And you hurt people around you, and you didn't care. Why is that our fault? 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5562. We'll be back in a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
And above all, we will never stop fighting for the cherished values that bind us together as one America.
A patriotic Trump rally in Lexington, Kentucky, as the president's supporters standing behind him wear "Read the Transcript" shirts. This in reference to the president's conversation with the president of Ukraine back in July, which touches off the impeachment inquiry. Here's the president at the rally blasting former Vice President Joe Biden and his son Hunter.
Because the Bidens got rich while America was robbed. I watched the last debate. And this weakling named Anderson Cooper saying, well, it's totally unsubstantiated. What's unsubstantiated? He is on tape doing a real quid pro quo.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
We are back. Joe Martino, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. And I do mean being part of the conversation. I want you part of the conversation. I want you part of the solution. I want you to just listen. It's really simple. Okay? I mean, seriously. What's a better way to put it? It's seriously simple. Right? I mean, you need to be part of the conversation so you can be part of the solution. If all you're doing is listening to the, what do they call it, the sound bites, or you're watching Twitter go by and believing everything that comes off of Twitter, God forbid, then you're really not going to have any idea what's going on for real. I mean that sincerely. And there's no reason for it. You should know. You should be well-versed. You should be well-engaged in the conversation. All right, so we've been talking about the Katie Hill saga, which continues on, and it's not continuing on because Joe Messina won't let it die. It's continuing on, frankly, because Katie Hill won't let it die. No, come on, let's at least be honest about it. Every time you turn around, every time you think it's finished, every time you think you're not going to have to go back and deal with this, she's talking about how she's been done wrong, or she's been wronged, whatever. Right? Because, for whatever reason, I don't even know. She's been wronged because the men, the Republican men, the men on the right side of the aisle, are going after her. They can't stand her. It's not true. I guess if it makes her feel better, but it's not true. And it goes back to what I've been saying all along. She won't take responsibility for her own actions. And I don't know how you guys feel about it, but that's really the bigger part of the problem, don't you think? I do. So there's been articles out all over the place. They're coming. Every time you turn around, there's another article. And it's irritating as heck. So let me just finish up the channel or the ABC News affiliate, if you want to call them that, in Los Angeles, wrote a whole article about how he'll denounce the double standard. I'm leaving, but we have men here that have been credibly accused of intentional acts of sexual violence, and they remain in the boardrooms, on the Supreme Court, in the very body, and the worst of all, in the Oval Office. And she said, see, this is the part that makes me crazy. She's talking about Kavanaugh, and she's being deceitful. Yes, Katie Hill is being deceitful. They were accused. Does that make him guilty? Because if that makes them guilty, then you're guilty, and you deserve to leave. If you're innocent, stay and fight like Kavanaugh did. If you're innocent and you're a board member for, I don't know what she's talking about, for the boardrooms, stay and fight. Don't give up. Because then you're saying you're guilty. And worst of all, in the Oval Office. Yeah, well, there you go again. 26 women accused the president of doing something. Right? What was it? Would Omar say? Something did something. Some people did something to someone and whatever. Same thing here. 26. Where are they? Kavanaugh. Shows you how disingenuous they still are on the left. Where's the people that accused him? Where are they? Where are the women that accused him? Two of them said that basically they lied. They weren't there. It really didn't happen. But you never hear about that. They go on to say, local talk show host and former Republican consultant, Joe Messina, took aim at Hill in the recent weeks. All right, listen, if I use that kind of conversation with somebody, they'd be all over me. Took aim at. She's not very nice to women that she was having relationships with. Not that Messina said that. She said that. The woman she was having a relationship with said that, not me. Hill, who describes herself as bisexual, admits to the relationship with a female campaign aide, but denies an affair with a male staffer. See, this is why she should have stayed. What's she afraid of? We could have had depositions. I mean, there's some people out there that I know of that she's going after legally right now. I tell them, welcome it. Welcome it with open arms, because once you open that door, then you can take depositions from everybody and anybody involved. That's why it won't go that far. Right? I mean, really, it's really simple. Now, the House Ethics Committee, they dumped the case. When she resigned, they have no jurisdiction anymore, so they stop. And it's too bad. That's why I said, I'm actually not happy that she resigned. She shouldn't have. They should have gone all the way through with this. At least in my feeble little mind, that's what I think. All right. But I got to tell you, the one woman that's been all over this, and I'm stealing the clip, yes, I'm stealing the clip, from the Tucker Carlson show, where Katie Hill gives a bit of a speech, blames it on misogynists, and the one woman who could take her to task pops up and listen to what she has to say.
I am leaving now because of a double standard. I'm leaving because of a misogynistic culture that gleefully consumed my naked pictures, capitalized on my sexuality, and enabled my abusive ex to continue that abuse, this time with the entire country watching. The forces of revenge by a bitter, jealous man, cyber exploitation and sexual shaming that target our gender, and a large segment of society that fears and hates powerful women, have combined to push a young woman.
Think about that. Everything she said was aimed because she didn't do anything wrong. Nothing. Because of those nasty men. They can't stand powerful women.
And out of power, and say that she doesn't belong here.
Well, so she laid down the rules, and of course the press obediently agreed. The powerful person who preyed on a vulnerable young woman really is the victim here. And if you don't agree with that, it's your problem.
I do think that this would be very different if she was a congressman.
If Katie Hill were a man who was in a consensual relationship with another man and...
Look at Cuomo. He's sitting there like, oh my God, if I ever done anything like this, it's just amazing. He never stops. It's the man's fault. She did nothing wrong. It's the man's fault. No, men have been ridiculed. Men have been criticized, and men have had to leave office over this stuff.
a woman, that this would be a very different outcome.
I think there's a double standard on the Hill, which is one is that women are treated more strictly than a man.
There was nothing necessarily improper about this woman living her best life. The problem here is this prudishness, this conservative prudishness around sexuality.
Right. It's all about prudishness. It has nothing to do with prudishness. She broke the ethics laws. Not prudish. She broke the ones that she voted for. But go ahead.
Timmy Bruce hosts Get Timmy Bruce every week on Fox Nation. Worth getting the service just for that show.
And this is not the norm. Most people don't pay. Most guys don't play other guys' radio. But Tammy does such a great job. Tammy Bruce, I can't let this go.
Thank many you. Others. She joins us. Good Tammy, thanks so much for coming on.
My pleasure.
So as someone who actually wasn't judging Katie Hill by her personal life at all, I did think the Iron Cross touch.
For those of you who don't know, Tammy Bruce is openly lesbian. She got nothing to hide. I used to listen to her in L.A. She's a great lady.
She was a little weird. Whatever, though. I'm not a judgy guy. Mm. She was sleeping with an employee.
That's correct.
That's not allowed. I think that's not allowed. I don't do it. I wouldn't do it. I'm not allowed to do it. Nobody is.
That's
so
right.
So why is she?
Well, she isn't either. And this is what's been fascinating in watching this, is that this is a woman, and they're trying to recast her, as you've noted, as something that she's not. She got in trouble because of her behavior in a workplace,
right.
An affair with a subordinate in the campaign, and then allegations of an affair with someone in the congressional office. She has denied that. And then she was defending herself. The next thing we know, she meets with Nancy Pelosi. Also, an ethics investigation was opened up in the House, which only happens if there's something seriously alleged.
Yes.
And then the next thing we know, she's resigning. So
think about that. She does. Oh, God, love her. She lays this out so simply. All right? Pay attention.
What this is, and nobody denies that there was, and she admits to the campaign issue. She's apologized. She said it was inappropriate. She recognizes that. And yet, at the same time, she's now being cast as having to resign because of the pictures on the Internet or because of sexism and misogyny. And here's the problem.
We'll tell you what the problem is. On the other side of the break. Come and see your host. Listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on The Real Side.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
You're gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
People did something, and that all of us were starting to lose access to our civil liberties.
We are back. Come on, everyone. It's a happy dance, right? We are back. Joe for the TV, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room. All right, let's get back to it. I spent this whole segment or show on Katie Hill. The irritant for me is not the fact that she won't take responsibility. And the people around her, the close people around her, I'm not forcing her to take responsibility. And again, Trump is guilty. I'm guilty. Many others are guilty because they've been accused, Kavanaugh. And yet, there are actual emails to show Katie's guilt, and she's innocent. Don't you love it? And if anybody knows her out there, I actually had asked her in the past to come on. Never got a response. But she can come on now. I'm the guy she says did this, along with her husband. Come on down. Come on. Get on the phone. Get on the phone. You afraid? I don't know. Get on the phone. Again, reading the text messages, you just got up. Your head starts to swim. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. But Radio talk show host Tammy Bruce, a outspoken lesbian and conservative. You can't lay it on anybody than she did. She laid out the time frame. She laid out what was said. She laid out what was done. And she's calling Katie to task on what she did and what she said. Take a listen.
Is that we have been arguing forever that we should be taken seriously. We want equality. We want to be in the rooms of power. And then the moment something happens, they're victims. It's somebody else's fault. It had nothing to do with what they were doing. This is what the Democrats can't
handle. She's violating the rules that she and people like her wrote in the first place.
Well, in a way, literally, she had voted for a rule in the House where you can't date your staffers.
She did.
She voted for that. And then she was also, of course, against Judge Kavanaugh about all of that. She presented something to her constituents, which was, I think, arguably, and she had flipped a Republican seat, that is also surprising her constituents. So what I'm offended by here is this argument by even some Republicans.
Listen carefully. She's so right. We'll talk about it when she's done. But listen to this comment that she makes carefully.
That, in fact, this is just what bisexual people do, or this is what gay people do, or that this is prudishness. No, it's not. You can be a bisexual woman or a gay woman and actually operate with some level of judgment and have character and have standards. This is the stereotype. First, it was a gender stereotype of, like, elect women. They're going to be so much better and not do anything bad, which, of course, is a lie. And then there's the sexual stereotype. Bisexual or gay women can't be controlled. They'll do crazy things, hide the children. You know, this is what we've been fighting. So don't stand up there and say that she's in trouble because she's different. She's not different on the Hill. There is judgment problems, and there are character problems. She fits in. The issue is that they do have new rules now.
Right.
And if we want power, we've got to accept both the good, which is being able to make a difference in the world, and recognize that our choices matter and that we've got to be held accountable. She is not a victim. She made choices. By the way, if she's such a victim, why? She shouldn't resign.
That's what I've been saying. If you're a victim, if you want to say, do you remember when she was running for office, she had these commercials up. And the commercials were she wasn't going to be chased away. She was going to fight. And even recently, I'm going to fight. Well, what is we have different viewpoints of what fighting is. Because fighting is when you actually stand there. You're willing to let them take shots at you, not necessarily to hurt you. But you know what? It's the same way I feel. When I know that I haven't done anything wrong, I won't back down. Not interested. I mean, it's really that simple. Not interested. Not going to back down. And they can cause all the trouble they want to. They can be as nasty as they want to. But you have to stand up for what you know is right, what you believe is right. See, I think there's another 30 seconds here.
The Democrats should be saying, come back, Katie!
Of course!
We love you! They're not. The staff didn't stand up for her. The Democrats are not saying come back. They're letting her go. And so either the Democrats are the sexists and the homophobes, or that maybe she needs to be in a different job.
Laser-like logic as always. Tammy
Bruce. I mean, really, I like her. I always have liked her when she was in L.A. because it wasn't for her. It wasn't her sexuality. It wasn't a sex thing. It was just plain, simple logic. She didn't play, which is the way it should be. You don't play on that stuff. It doesn't fix anything. It doesn't do anything for you. You will lose and continue to lose. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And this isn't going away anytime soon. She's not going to give up anytime soon. Y'all know that. Y'all. Victor David Hansen last week was talking about what's going on in California. And I always say the same thing. If you want to see what this country would look like with Democrat rule, just look at California. And Newsom and Katie Hill went to the same college. He takes responsibility for nothing. Everything is Trump's fault. I love these guys. They take responsibility for nothing. So they've turned California, Hansen says that the Democrats have turned California into a problem, plague, burning nightmare. Right? I mean, we had over 2+ million Californians were left without power. Pacific Gas and Electric, which is the state's largest utility, shut down power all over the place. They also filed bankruptcy earlier this year, and they did it ahead of time, right? Or they did it before they really needed to do it to get out in front of it. They did the same thing with shutting down the transmission electrical lines. Those are the big, big power lines that you guys see that bring power to the different neighborhoods of different areas. Because when there's very heavy winds, here's a word I haven't heard in a long time. Anybody, how often have you heard the word autumn? Right? Usually fall or spring or whatever. But they shut down these transmission lines because when the lines go down in a heavy wind, they spark and they light fires. Okay, got it. But truly, if the state would take care of the forest, if the state would take care of the underbrush, if the eco-freaks would leave them alone and let them clean it up, it wouldn't be as bad as it gets. Consumers are blaming the state for not cleaning up dead trees and brush, along with utility companies for not updating their, well, outdated equipment. Power companies, in turn, they're saying it's the state for over-regulating utilities. They had no resources to modernize their grids. And listen, I'm not sticking up for the electric companies, but this state does over-regulate everything. And I mean everything. If Bloomberg was here in this state and could get away with, you know, limiting Coke and all that, he would do it. And he'd get away with it, too. Heck, we can't even have plastic straws here anymore, remember? I actually got a pseudo paper straw the other day in my glass of water. Which you can't ask. During drought times, you can't automatically get a glass of water. Now you have to ask for the water. Californians know that having tens of thousands of homeless in their major cities, it's terrible. In some places, you know, you can't even walk down the sidewalks in L.A. anymore. They become open sewers and garbage, needles, rodents, all that stuff. But no one dares to question the people in authority, right? There's no way they're going to enforce vagrancy laws. Some of you, every city or town is a little different. I think L.A. is if you have less than $65 in your pocket and you can't get any more money, you're considered a vagrant, right? You're not living there and that kind of thing. They're not going to enforce drug laws. They're actually pointing to where you can throw away your used needles because that makes much more sense. They're not going to move the homeless out of the cities, right? Some cities have been caught moving the homeless out, transferring them to different parts of the state, or in some cases even to other states. Right? And in California, they're paying bucket loads of sales tax and income tax and other things like that. Right? I mean, it just gets worse and worse and worse. The freeways are getting older and older and older. They're in disrepair, so are the bridges. And those bridges that are in disrepair, these are where the homeless are hanging out, under those bridges. I just told somebody I paid $4.80 a gallon for gas. It's not because it costs so much money to make gas in California. It's because of the taxes. And the regulation on taxes and the green mandates. I would love to. I wish those people, one of those gas stations, would actually put the amount of state taxes that we're paying on a gallon of gas. Okay? The money's supposed to go to widening the freeways, fixing the because this is California. We drive all over the place, right? But that's not it at all. Look at all the problems we're having. They're not all Trump's fault. We've been having these problems for decades. He hasn't been president for decades. So you loons on the left that want to blame Trump for everything, especially here in California, can you stop being deceitful and just tell the truth? If you have to go look it up first, I don't care, but tell the truth. Hey, you know that Schumer loved Trump before he hated Trump? Yeah, we're going to play some of that on the other side. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. If you're leaving, sorry to hear that. Otherwise, we got another hour of entertainment for you. Come on back, GCN Live. I'm Joe Messina, your host.